There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. That whole Scorpion line is worth the price of admission. You should go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. If I wanted to, I could turn around tomorrow and I could open a factory. Well, if I wanted to, and maybe if I had a few $100 million, I don't know how that works out. But I could open a factory and I could start manufacturing 1911s, or I could start manufacturing AR-15s, or maybe if I really wanted to get different, I could just do AKs. The only problem with that is that most people can do that. Most of these places that are gun manufacturers are actually assemblers. And it's only when you get out there and you look at something a little different that you actually see something that from the ground up has been built by one mind, one creative vision. And when you're looking out there at innovative products and something that doesn't look like anything else that's out there, and I've been very interested in this lately because I want to try some different stuff. When you look out there amongst the players that put guns together, arguably the one that's been doing it the longest would have to be Kel-Tec. Since 1991, they've been doing it. Joining me from Kel-Tec is Chad Anos. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, that's right. Do you have any British in you? I mean, that's a British thing. Hello, happy Friday, how's it going? You know, that kind of thing.
Hello, everyone.
Yep, obviously, okay.
No, I don't, unfortunately, because it is a very cool accent.
But do you read GQ Britain, perhaps? That's close enough. Anyway, Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec is not like anybody else that plays out there, but I am imagining that every piece of a Kel-Tec gun made by Kel-Tec?
They are. That's absolutely right.
From the ground up.
From the ground up. There are some things that we outsource, like coatings, and occasionally we'll do contracts with some local companies that are also all American made that will sub out some of the parts just to kind of keep the production rate up. But from the ground up, from design to manufacturing and then on out the door, everything's American made, and 99.9% of it's made right here at our factory.
Now, because Kel-Tec doesn't make anything that looks like anything else and doesn't make anything that anybody else clones or anything else, Kel-Tec is not actually a building. It's a compound, isn't it? I mean, you're spread out because you've got your own R&D. You've got your own assembly. You've got your own machine shops, your own test ranges. I mean, from the first time when you start looking at a pile of material to the where it's actually launching rounds downrange, it stays at your address until that moment, except for the stuff that you do outsource, like coatings and some of these other things.
Sure.
And
you're correct, and you've definitely done your homework.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very thorough. For all your listeners out there, you're gonna get the straight truth apparently from this guy.
Okay. Why? Why did Kel-Tec go in this direction? It's so much easier nowadays to get out there and reimagine the AR-15 or modify the Glock or modify this. Why did Kel-Tec want to stand out by themselves?
And that's all very cool. I do like that the industry is always looking forward and pushing things along as far as accessories and things that make platforms that we already have, make them more efficient and, more accurate and better and all that stuff. Love that. But as far as Kel-Tec goes, most of everything that we do here is comes right out of George Kellgren's mind. And basically, I tell people all the time that the things that we develop here are basically just things that George would like to have in his safe at home. So this is a lifelong passion for him. He got started when he was very young. And to this day, he likes a very European-style firearms, hence the bullpups that we've been doing. And like it in the AR market, where different companies are putting different things inside ARs, you know, from the days of the M16 all the way up to now, there's huge changes in those guns. Well, George is essentially trying to do the same thing with the bullpup platform and some of the other stuff as well, like our SU-16 line is essentially a polymer AR, if you will. Takes the same magazines, but it's got more of a like an AK style gas system in it. So just trying to take different things and come up with his own ideas, and then, you know, we all get to benefit from that.
We're going to start talking about some of the guns in the next segment. Arguably, one of the guns that I've seen of yours that has been adopted most by a lot of people that like to call themselves preppers would have to be the Sub 2000.
Yes, that's very popular with preppers. It's just a really fun sporting gun. Folds in half. It's a pistol caliber carbine for anyone out there that's not familiar with it. And it is a great backpacking gun. A lot of guys call it a truck gun as well. They like to throw it in the truck. And even law enforcement have adopted it. Motorcycle officers and also guys that just want something in the back of the vehicle that can take their Glock mags, for instance.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say, except Glock. Let me work on this as I'm going through it. It accepts Glock magazines.
Correct. Yep, we've got several different variants, but yeah, Glock is one of them.
Yeah, that gun, I actually think, as far as, you know, there's been some of these guys that, like, Ruger came out with a breakdown 10/22. And if you got to break it down versus just unfold it, I've always thought maybe that's not quite as good. And plus, it's 22, so this is actually a viable self-defense cartridge. If I had to choose between one or the other, it would be this gun. Definitely. How much does it weigh? It doesn't look like it weighs very much at all.
It's just over 3 pounds.
So 3 pounds?
Yeah, it's mostly polymer. It's got a polymer receiver. The bolt tube is steel, and the bolt assembly is steel. And then the internal parts, the trigger mechanism and sear and hammer, all that stuff's steel, but those are all very small parts. And then you've just got a 16-inch barrel, but the rest of the gun's polymer, so it's extremely light.
And it can be, when it's folded, it's exactly as long as the barrel. It's only 16 inches long when it's folded up. And this is why a lot of people like to stuff it into something and carry it along and all this other stuff. And it can be, there are various ways you can configure the thing. You can mount optics on it and pistol grips and all this drop down grips and everything else. You can make it as tactical as you want. Still foldable when that happens?
What's that?
Still foldable when that happens? Or?
Yeah, there's actually an aftermarket rail system for it made by a company called Red Lion Precision.
Yeah.
Where there's a collar on there, and you just turn the collar, and the rail actually turns to the side, so you can still fold the gun up, and it's still very easily deployable, so you can get it out really fast, and you get on target pretty quick with it.
And it's, I guess, in a certain form or fashion, it's actually what I like about it is it's modular with this accepting the Glock magazine thing, because most people carry Glocks, and most people carry Glock 9mm. So as long as they're carrying Glock 17, is Glock 17 mags the smallest one it will accept?
No, it actually takes the smaller Glock mags, not the subcompact, but the compact model Glocks.
The 19?
Yeah, and that's the most popular variant of the Glock ones, because it will take just about any Glock mag. But we're also working on the, we're going to try to do the Smith & Wesson M&P series guns as well, because it's a very, very popular carry gun. So we're working on that, and we should have something going next year. Hopefully we'll have it introduced at SHOT Show.
Very best part about this gun is the price, $409, and you've got something that works with your favorite handgun, and you can, if the stuff hits the fan and you've decided you've got to be the fan, well, this is part of it.
Right.
You hang on for me.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. There's only one reason to have them, and that's because I only use them. That's all the reason anybody should need. Check them out. In that last segment, one thing that I did not point out is that the Sub 2000 can be configured to run with Beretta magazines or SIG magazines and will also run into .40 caliber flavor.
That's correct.
Rejoining me from Kel-Tec is Chad Enos. Is it Enos or Enos? Am I getting...
Enos. Enos, that's fine. Close enough.
There's only so many ways I can. It's either going to be A or E. I just didn't want to mess it up. I'm being asked in the chat room about the RDB, the 308 bullpup you make. They're asking is it still manufactured? And what was behind changes and improvements on current bullpup models? When will new 308 be available?
The RFB is still in production, full production, the 18-inch and 24-inch variant. It's a very tough gun to build from a manufacturing standpoint, so that's why there's you're not going to see a whole lot of them out there. When they hit the shelves, they're gone, because the production rate on that gun is actually pretty low compared to all the other ones that we have. We are looking to do the RDB, which will be coming out fourth quarter. That's a 5.56 bullpup we're working on. We are looking to do that in 308 in the future. So once that comes out, it may or may not replace the RFB. However, it's much easier to manufacture than the RFB, so I don't see us hanging off the RFB once that 308 version of the RDB comes out. So
the RDB reminds me of, I would feel like a Stormship Trooper with that one.
Yeah, a lot of people say
that's
that
a good-looking gun. Out. It's a good-looking gun. I like the Ford handguard.
Yeah, I absolutely love that gun. I've been shooting one now for about a year and a half, just to kind of do some T&E on it here internally. And I'm on a shooting team, so we kind of beat them up pretty good. But it's got such a low recoil impulse. It's very light. It's very balanced. If anyone's ever fired a Tavor or knows anything about a Tavor, it's similar but different. It's just a lot more balanced than a Tavor. But it's a similar concept. It takes the same magazines. But it's a short stroke a gas piston system, so you have adjustability with your gas system. So it's a neat gun. It's very cool. Very excited about it. Can't wait till it comes out and you guys can get your hands on them.
Weighs 7 pounds empty, 27.4 inches long, with a 17.4 inch barrel. It's interesting. All the guns that you make, especially all the long guns, they particularly intrigue me.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because they don't look like everything. But I got to ask you a question before we come back to the one I want to ask you about the most is not the one that intrigues me the most. But I got to ask you about this because I look at the SU-16,
mm-hmm.
and I look at that whole platform, and I say to myself, somebody was in. This looks like a modernized version, a steampunk version of the BAR to me.
Steampunk, I like that.
Yeah, this looks like what somebody would do with a BAR if somebody said, we've got to rebuild this. We've got to reimagine the BAR. This is what that looks like to me. When your man was designing it, was he sitting there thinking, I think I want to reimagine the BAR? Or is this just what he came up with when he was putting together a gun like this?
I think that's just something he came up with. I've never talked to George about that. I actually should probably get a little bit of history on the SU-16. It's really popular, but as far as information, I can tell you all the bits and pieces of the gun. But as far as the history of how it came out of George's mind, I've never talked to him actually about that. So I wouldn't know. You could be right.
Well, I mean, the thing that strikes me about this gun was out there before they started taking the. Taking the heat guns to the AR-15s and bending the pistol grips backwards and reimagining the buttstock and all this other stuff. This is a 5.56 magazine-fed weapon that holds 10 rounds that will go anywhere where you can buy a gun.
Actually, it takes any standard GI magazine or Magpul magazine or Torque magazine. Yep. Yeah, so you can put as many rounds in that thing as you like.
Does it just come with a 10-round magazine? Is that what it comes with?
Yeah, it just comes with two.
That way you can sell it to any jurisdiction, right? Because of the way you package it.
Well, it's always been that way. And the thought behind that is the sport utility rifle. So again, it's one of those guns that you can fold up and stick in your backpack. You get a little bit more power out of that, obviously, than you would a pistol caliber carbine. But it's extremely light as well. So it was meant to be a sport utility gun, so not necessarily like a combat weapon or anything of that nature. So, just the 10-round mags, probably something perfect for throwing in a backpack.
Now, can this gun be run with the buttstock folded?
There's one version of it that can. It's the Charlie model. It's got an underfolding stock. And if you're running the GI magazines, the standard aluminum or stainless steel magazines, you can actually fold it around the magazine and shoot it as a pistol as well.
Well, the only reason I ask, we have this mutual friend, Beth, and I've seen a picture of her running one of these, I think, and it looks like she's got the butt folded underneath it.
That's probably, I think she's shooting the SU-22, which is essentially the same gun, just chambered 22 long rifle. But yeah, she loves that gun. She tells me about it every time we talk. She's a great girl. She's a huge Kel-Tec fan. We love her for that.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's who put, you know, Beth is Lock and Load, and she put us together, and I've been looking. Kel-Tec has always intrigued me just because of the product line. I mean, it just does.
Yeah,
and I can't. One of the things that I'm curious about is what comes next, because I'm sure something is going to be coming next. Now, amongst the SUs, is there a particular one that people seem to favor more than the other?
The underfolder, the one we were just talking about.
The 16C.
It's popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the CA model as well, which would be the California variant that does not fold under. However, it's got a stock where you can stick your magazines up underneath the stock, which is a pretty neat design.
It is a pretty neat design.
That stock actually will fold. You can push the assembly pin out, and it will fold under. So, if you did want to take it backpacking or camping and you want to save some space, you can actually fold that gun up, too. It won't operate folded. However, you just unfold it, slide the pin in, and you're good to go.
I had not even thought about that. So, actually, if you're going to pack a gun and you want to pack a rifle caliber gun and you want to take up less space, the SU-16C would be the best choice you could possibly put
with it. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's lots of videos on YouTube. You can go out and check them out and kind of see how they perform and what sort of variants there are out there. And again, people take – I love the ingenuity of people. They'll buy our guns and just right out of the box the basic gun, but by the time they're finished with it, you know, they've got some great trail gun or some awesome combat rifle or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's pretty fun watching to see what people can do with our stuff.
And once again, I mean, for those of you that are out, go, well, how's it built? Well, it's got a 1-in-9 twist, and it weighs 5 to 7 pounds unloaded, or that's a trigger pull, rather, which even John Farnham says you should have a trigger pull between 5 and 6 pounds. And I mean, it's hitting all the right parts. Weight unloaded, 4.7 pounds. It's lightweight. It's
very light.
Very light. But we're going to get back into the bull pups when we get back. You hang on for me, because these are the ones that really make my eyes open. We'll be right back. My guest from Kel-Tec, Chad Enos, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
The values of our founding fathers are central to the GCN network. In honor of Patriots Day and as a gift from us, receive a free e-copy of the inspired book, Forever 1776, written by Daniel Brigman and Kevin Smith. Visit GCNlive.com right now. Click on the American flag and teach your children what's been missing from public education. Sign up today at GCNlive.com. America's hope lies in its revolutionary past. GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. If they don't make a holster for it, most of the time I don't buy the gun. That's just how good they are. Lifetime warranty. They know of two that have been destroyed, one by an IED and one being run over by an M1 Abrams tank. Everything else has survived since then. That's a fairly decent track record. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Talking with Chad Enos of Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec is, for those of you not familiar with them, they're in their mission, they say they're firmly committed to the development and production of original, unique, high-performance firearms, equally committed to the legal and responsible sale of their products, fully committed to the professional and prompt lifetime warranty service of all Kel-Tec products, wholly owned here in the United States. What you see is what you get, except for the coatings and certain other things when you buy a Kel-Tec gun. Probably who started melting part or doing the injection molding on some parts of the polymer gets to see the finished product when it's finally done. Everything is all at one address. Everything done at one address, from R&D to conception to R&D to final product. Your bullpups are what interests me the most. Right now, the United States, is, as far as gun owners, everybody's a little bullpup crazy. I've never run one.
We'll have to fix that. We've got to run one.
I know. Yeah. I've never run one. And, I've told you how I want to run a couple of them, but that's just in another thing. With the pictures on these things, are these things fairly accurate? Because I see all of these... The ones on the website are all being run with precision scopes. They're not being run with just plain old red dots.
Mm-hmm. You can run it with a red dot. One of the guys on my shooting team, he reaches out to the same distances that we do with his red dot. I'm just a little bit older. My eyes don't work all that well, so I need that variable optic. But yeah, they're very accurate. I mean, you get a nearly 17 and a half inch barrel in a gun that's, just over 26 inches long. So, you know, it's a small package and it's a light package, but that doesn't mean that you're not still getting a full velocity out of your 223.556 cartridge.
It's interesting, like with the RFB, for example, you have two configurations that are two radically different guns, although I'm sure they look alike. You have the target and the carbine, and these things are as different as night and day. One weighs 11 pounds, the other one weighs 8.
Right. They're actually exactly the same, except the 24-inch version essentially just is that. It has a 24-inch barrel as opposed to an 18-inch barrel. Both very accurate. The 24-inch barrel is obviously going to allow you to send the 308 projectile a little flatter downrange, so you can stretch it out a little bit further.
The target version, you claim a practical range capability on this thing of 1,200 meters.
Yeah, I haven't personally tried that yet, and you'd probably have to work up some, just the right ammo for that, some match-grade ammo. But, it's 308. It's got a great barrel in it. It's got a combat trigger, but just like any other trigger, once you get used to that trigger, I mean, the gun's going to shoot where you point it. So I believe that. I believe you could definitely get out to 2,500 meters with that. Or, sorry, 1,200 meters with it.
I don't even know if I can see the target at 1,200 meters.
You need a scope.
I need a gigantic scope.
Absolutely.
That's one of those things with the eyes, It's one of those things with the eyes. Mm-hmm. The RFB, the RDB, do those designs, or the RFB, does that predate the arrival of the Tabor on our shores?
The RFB does, I believe. I don't know exactly when the Tabor came out in the States, but the RFB was introduced to distributors. Well, we started shipping to distributors in 07. So you could probably do a little research on that. I'm not quite sure when the Tabor came out.
I'm not either, but I had heard of Kel-Tec for a long time before I ever heard of Tabor.
So the RFB, if anyone's not familiar with it, it's a very unique firearm in the way that it ejects. And RFB actually stands for Rifle Forward Ejecting Bullpup. So the shells actually fall out of the front of the gun. So it's a completely ambi gun. It's great for your lefties and righties or guys that may have to transition if you're doing combat training, things of that nature.
And it's not throwing brass down your shirt or on top of your head.
Not at all. And in fact, they come out of the front via gravity, so they don't even shoot out of the front of the gun. So and if you're at the range and you reload and you want to collect your brass, it's a very, very easy way to keep your
just
brass
trickling
clean
down in
all
front
in
of
one
you.
Place. Exactly. Yep.
That's cool. I hadn't even thought of that. Now, arguably, one of the most interesting guns that you guys make is your shotgun, the KSG.
Yes. I believe it's still the most popular and wanted firearm on the planet.
Right.
Which makes me very proud.
It's a what is the capacity on this thing? Total capacity 6 plus 6 plus 1.
That's with 3-inch shells. With 2 3/4-inch shells, you actually get 7 plus 7 plus 1.
So 15 rounds.
Yes. And it actually will cycle those mini Aguila shells that are about 1 1/4 inches. You can get 25 of those in the gun.
Now, see,
pump action, 18 and a half inch barrel, can't go wrong.
This is one that as soon as you guys put 5 out there, you could sell 20, right?
Yes, yeah. That has become our flagship gun here. And I mean, if you were to come to the factory and take a look around, you're going to see KSG parts, barrels, receivers. I mean, everything around here is KSG all over the place. We just cannot keep up with the production on that gun because, one guy will buy one, take it to the range, and now 5 more guys want one.
Yeah.
Which is a great problem to have, but at the same time, we've taken a lot of flack for production rate. And, if you came through the facility and actually saw how we manufacture this gun and how many we manufacture, you would understand that it's the demand. It's not necessarily the manufacturing side. So,
well, this gun right here, this is another one that I would really like to try. And but somebody, I'll tell you what happened. Somebody's when they found out I was going to have you on, they were like, hey, you heard about that thing where the pistol grip came off of it and he shot his hand.
Right, yeah.
And I said, when did that become the problem of the gun? Who made the pistol grip?
Right. Yeah, that's true. And also, I mean, anytime you're, you know, using a fire, I mean, when I'm holding a handgun, that's a lot shorter. My hand's a lot closer to the muzzle than it is with a KSG.
Yes.
But it's a shooter's responsibility, you know. And we feel terrible for that guy. You know, it's not like we're out there pointing the finger at him and saying that he's an idiot or anything.
Oh, I'll do it. I'm not going to say he's an idiot, but I mean, he made a mistake.
Well,
he made it.
Yeah, accidents happen. They do happen. And unfortunately, with firearms, when you have an accident, it's most of the time it's going to be a pretty terrible accident. So, again, gun safety, you know, make sure you're buying products that are not cheap, you know. Like, my dad drives me crazy. He'll buy, like, those cheap red dots from gun shows and stuff like that. And he keeps going through them. I'm like, Dad, just spend the money. You know, you could have bought 15, you know, brand new nice optics, you know, by the time you've gone through all these, you know, cheap $50 optics and stuff. So just get something nice. So, you know, put decent stuff on your gun. You know, things that have proven, things that are going to work.
Well, to me, I think on that particular gun, I'd rather have the angled foregrip. And I think that I might turn the angled foregrip around to where the angle is facing the end of the barrel.
See? Ingenuity right there. That's what I'm talking about. People thinking outside the box. We like that.
Yeah, so that's a great idea. I couldn't when this guy should have known better when he's saying he was blaming the gun, and I was like, how could it be the gun's fault? I've seen so many guys that are gun people reholster and shoot themselves in the leg. I mean,
happens all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I mean, accidents do happen.
Yeah.
So getting out there and pointing the finger is never gonna solve that particular issue.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I run the KSG without anything on the Picatinny rail. I like it just like it is. I mean, for a pump action shotgun, that's what I'm most familiar with. So, you know, indexing my hand that way, it just seems to work best for me, you know, and everybody's different. But, yeah, I mean, that's how I recommend firing it. But like you said, that's a pretty great idea with the angle foregrip. I'd pick a magpul angle foregrip, turn it around, see what happens.
Yep. Hang on for me one more time. We're going to be right back on a Friday. My guest, Chad Enos, Kel-Tec. This is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. They're right now in their third generation, and they're getting ready to launch their fourth. All three generations, they still carry the original, the D3 series, now the Scorpion line that's coming out. All of them still viable. All of them still work. Modular beyond belief. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Kel-Tec is Chad Enos. Now, we've spent a lot of time on your rifles, because your rifles are very interesting and very unique, which is not to say that your pistols are not interesting and unique, but your pistols are pretty much just designed to be very lightweight, hideout pistols, aren't they? I mean, for the most part. And they... You know, this whole European thing again, they sort of look to me like they have a little, somebody had in mind they were picturing Walther in the PF9, the P11 anyway.
No, I don't think Walther was in George's mind. I think those are probably some of the most original pistols that we've seen on the market. George, I think, basically single-handedly brought back the 380 cartridge. I believe it was pretty much dying when he brought back when he developed the P380 pistol. So, I mean, it's just kind of a testament to his the way he thinks about design of firearms. You know, he's just a genius. And, you know, anytime you can pack, you know, six to... You know, seven, eight rounds in a 380 and stick it in your pocket to go to the grocery store. I mean, that's always a good thing. You know, I'm an advocate of always being armed, and that's just one of those things. If it's summertime, we're down in Florida, it's hot out, you throw that thing in your pocket, and you're plenty well armed to defend yourself in any scenario.
Because of where you guys are, is that why so much of the gun is polymer to keep it from rusting?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, when Glock started introducing the polymer guns in the early 80s, it everyone laughed at it at first, but then it sort of took off. It's light, it's tough, it's a lot easier to, you know, injection molding is a lot easier to manufacture than trying to cut steel, and it's more cost effective.
Right.
So, drives the cost of the firearms down, and you're right, it's a good point. They don't rust, and there's not really a whole lot you can do to polymer. It's pretty tough stuff.
The P380 in the picture, now, who makes the laser that fits on it? Is that Iridian or Crimson Trace?
Both companies have actually made laser systems for that gun, and there may be more out there. But those are the only two that I know of.
And it even you even make an extended magazine for it if you want. If 7 rounds isn't enough.
That's right. Well, the P3AT with the flush fit mag, it's 6 rounds in the mag and 1 in the chamber. So, yeah.
7 rounds.
7 on 4. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Wait, math. Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Math. Yes, I like that gun, but I mean, like, some of the stuff that you guys have got out, like how old is the PF9? Because everybody, for the longest time, everybody's like, wouldn't it be nice if Glock would come out with this single stack 9mm?
And it's here. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a lot of companies that have actually modeled and outright copied, some of George's designs, and we're flattered by it. We don't, you know, and I'm not saying that the Glock is, you know, patterned after the PF9, but there's a lot of guns that came out that were very small, lightweight, 9mm pistols. There's a whole bunch of great ones out there. And then I think Glock just finally realized that they need to jump on board with that. You know, Glock has the name, and, they never had that, you know, single stack 9mm gun. So I think they felt it was time to jump in that market, which is pretty smart. But, I like to think that George, you know, sort of led the way, several years ago when he designed the PF9. And the P11, for that matter.
So. Well, I mean, you got what strikes me about the whole product line that you guys carry is, one, it has a lifetime warranty. It's American made, but at the same time, like the PF9, 7+1, 9mm pistol, $333 with a lifetime warranty on it. So, you guys have been in business since 1991. I'm sure you have some that come back from time to time for warranty work, but apparently that's not taking up a whole lot of your time.
No, yeah, our repair department has, about maybe 6 people in it, and that includes all the rifles and all the handguns. But, just like any, a lot of it's operator error, of course there are material issues and things of that nature, just like every other company has. But, we try to get them in here and get them turned around as fast as we can, kind of keep the customers happy.
Now, one unique gun out there that you guys carry is the PLR-16, which is a 5.56 pistol. Mm-hmm. And of the 5.56 pistols I've ever seen, this one is actually configured from the ground up to be a big pistol that shoots a rifle round versus a rifle that they chop off and maybe leave the buffer tube sticking out the back.
Exactly.
This one is completely designed for that, and this is, once again, for somebody who wants something small to hide in the car in case you got to get home, this would be a great choice. That
excellent.
This one.
Long-range pistol, yep, absolutely. It's essentially an SU-16 model without the stock on it.
Yeah.
So it's the exact same gun from the pistol grip forward.
But, I mean, even though it's a modification of what you had, at the same time, you got the sling mount on the back,
mm-hmm.
right there where it should be, so you can jam the gun out there against the sling, and create that feel, at least as far as the steady hold and everything, that you would have with a buttstock.
Absolutely, yeah. You can easily stabilize a gun. It's not quite the same as a buttstock, but with practice, you can certainly stabilize a rifle pistol with a single point sling.
9.2-inch barrel. And you even have a specialized muzzle brake that goes on the end of it. And they have their own accessory line to go with it. Scope rings, dynamic directing, operating handle, single point sling, all this other stuff.
And all that stuff can be changed out as well. Like if you don't like the muzzle brake that's on there, you can put any standard half by 28 thread, so it'll take any AR brake.
Hmm.
Pretty neat. I'm thinking, maybe put a suppressor brake on there and get a silencer code something or other and have
yeah.
real fun with it.
And then, of course, there's the very unusual PMR-30, which is a 30-round 22 Magnum pistol.
Correct. Yeah, that's another gun that's taken off like crazy over here. And we're doing everything we can to keep the production up and keep moving the production up on that gun because it's a madhouse with that one, too. That one and the KSU, the two most popular by far.
Well, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, the military was developing a circular magazine fed 22 rifle that would shoot 22 long rifle at such a fast rate that it would destroy a wall.
Wow.
Which any ammunition will do if you've got enough of it and it can hit it in the same spot over and over again.
Yeah.
And you've decided to neck that up a little bit and make it a 22 Magnum. That is almost a real self-defense gun. You know, most of the time when I'm looking at 22, I'm like, huh? 30 rounds, though, 30 rounds is something that I would consider viable.
Yeah, the 22 Magnum, if you look at the ballistics on that, it's very similar to the 5.7. And I certainly wouldn't stand in front of it. And if you've got 30 rounds of it on board, you know, there's a lot of people that actually carry that gun. I personally wouldn't carry a rim-fired gun just because of the nature of the cartridge.
Right.
But if you want to carry your PMR-30, knock yourself out because there's a ton of firepower in that.
We got about a minute and a half left. But going forward, is Kel-Tec, you guys got more stuff on the drawing board that we didn't even talk about?
George is very secretive about that. So I'm sure he's got some crazy stuff up there in his computer, and I'm sure he's thinking of the next thing. But right now, going forward the next probably year and a half, 2 years, we're really going to focus on production and creating some more jobs here and you know, try to get these guns out to market because there's a huge demand on our stuff.
Yep. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Some of the
production, production, production. That's what we're all thinking about here.
That means another building going up, doesn't it?
Probably. We have bought some new properties, so, yep, we're moving forward with that stuff.
Outstanding. Hopefully in the future we'll be doing projects with Kel-Tec, Beth and I, and some of our other people that Beth is assembling. Beth is actually in charge of everything. I'm not really any...
Worst case scenario, let's just go do some shooting and have some fun.
We can do
worst
that too.
Worst case scenario. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to join me. We will do this again.
Bill, we very much appreciate it. I'll do it
yes,
anytime.
Sir. Very good. You stay
safe.
All right,
buddy. You have a great week, and I hope all your listeners have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, stay safe.
All right. All right, next week. Next week we will rejoin on Monday. Starting next week, we're going to kick off on Monday with Sean Herring from We Like Shooting, the Google Plus podcast that's out there that's gathering a lot of steam. Bob Owens, Uncle Ted, Hank Strange, and Scott Blick from Ammunition Depot. Everybody stay safe and remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.